and life for free. But you can give them to the birds and bees. I want money.
Oh yes, ladies and gentlemen, the sound of bad music and greed mean it's time for week number 3 of Making Sense of Your Dollars.
That's what I want.
Last week, I promised you an in-depth look at the check register, and this week, that's exactly what I'm going to give you, but first I need to talk about quick tabs and how to get rid of them. On the right edge of the screen, Quicken has several shortcuts to areas of the program, such as the reporting area, the tax area, the household area, etc. These are quite redundant because there are also menu items to do the same thing, and they're extremely annoying because as you read the screen, they're red. Fortunately, getting rid of them is very easy, and I strongly recommend it. In the Edit menu, simply press Alt-D for Edit, O for Options, and hit Enter on Quicken Program Options, and you will, by default, be placed on the Show Quick Tabs button. Simply press Space to uncheck it if it's checked, which it will be by default, and press Enter to dismiss the dialog. Last week, I set up John's checking, which is my checking account, and opened it with a balance of $1,000. This week, I'm going to go into the check register and explain how to use it. The easiest way to open up the check register is to select the account you want, and in this case, that's pretty easy because there's only one, and hit Control-R.
Control-R. John's checking. 7/24/00.
And it starts by reading you a date. This is being recorded on July 24th, Monday evening. And then just saying 7. As I pointed out last week, this screen is the best argument for Quicken's lack of accessibility because there's approximately 10 fields on 2 lines in the check register. The first field is the date, which when you open the check register defaults to the current date. I'm just going to read here with my cursor. That's today's date. The next field says num and usually contains a check number or some other annotation about the transaction.
Hey.
The next field is the payee, which is the person you're paying, or payer, if you're receiving money from somebody.
Payment.
And the next field is payment, which is the amount that you're paying your payee.
Deposit.
And then deposit, which is where you fill in if somebody's paying you. And that's this first line. If you were to use your read line, it would read the whole thing straight across.
7/24/00, no pay payment deposit.
Okay, now if I keep reading.
Category.
This is now on the second line. There's the category, which is where your budget category goes.
Memo.
Your memo, which is where you can type in a memo if you choose.
Enter.
An enter button.
Edit.
An edit button.
Split.
And a split button. Now, this seems relatively easy, except that things change as you tab around the screen.
PC cursor.
You use tab to go from field to field, and when you're in PC cursor, read line will, well, in the date field anyway, read line will read what the field you're in.
7/24/00.
And when you tab to the num field,
tab.
Quicken says nothing.
Blank.
When you hit read line, Quicken says blank. That's because the num has actually gone off the screen and has been replaced with a blank area where you can type. This looks terrific visually, but for a blind person, it's a little bit confusing. Also, a drop-down list box has popped up, which you can scroll through with your arrows to select the check number or annotation that you want.
101. Next check num.
Next check num, which is 101 in this case because I haven't written any checks.
ATM. ATM. ATM.
You notice it repeats kind of annoyingly, but If it's an ATM transaction, you can mark that.
Debt. Deposit.
Deposit.
Print check.
Print if you're going to print a hard copy check on your printer.
TXFR. Transfer.
A transfer is a transfer between two accounts.
Apt.
I've never used apt. I don't know what it is, but that's it. I'm going to clear it and tab to the next field, which is payee.
Tab.
And again, it doesn't say anything.
Blank.
And read line also doesn't say anything. Now, I'm going to read the entire line of the screen.
Root calls to PC, 7/24/00, no payment deposit.
You notice it said a date and then num payment deposit.
7/24/00, no payment deposit.
It's not saying payee. Well, it's not terribly convenient to know what field you're in by its name missing, but given no other guidelines, perhaps that's the best one can do. If I keep tabbing,
tab.
Again, it doesn't say anything, but a read line
7/24/00, no payee deposit.
Says everything except the payment field.
PC
and the same thing will happen with the deposit field.
Tab.
Now, when you get to the category field,
tab, auto, expense,
it pops up the first category, which is auto expenses. And again, it's a list, so you can scroll down or you can type a category in. I'll do more of that later.
Tab.
The memo field doesn't say anything.
Tab, enter.
Enter is a button which records the transaction.
Tab, edit.
The edit is a button which actually is not terribly useful at all.
Tab, split.
And the split is for more complicated transactions. And one more press of the tab.
Tab, John checking. 7/24/00.
That brings you back to the date field. So let me enter an expense. Typical expense, and you can see how it works out. I'm in the register on the date field.
7/24/00.
Now you remember when I opened this checking account, I opened it on June 1st with a balance of $1,000. So Quicken expects me to enter all of my transactions from June 1st till today. I'm going to pay an electric bill, a theoretical electric bill, on June 8th. I'll type 6 slash
24.
It's saying 24 because the 24 of the date is being highlighted. And I type 8, that'll be replaced.
8/00.
And the 2000 remains.
Tab.
Hit tab. It doesn't say anything, but if I use my arrow.
101. Next check num.
It fills in the check number. The next tab.
Tab.
It doesn't say anything. Now, my electric company is Boston Edison, so I'm going to type Boston.
Boston. Edison. Tab.
And hit tab. Now, if I read the line.
Root calls to PC. 6/8/00101 Boston Edison deposit.
Notice it moved me to the payment field because I've filled in a check number, so it knows that I'm going to be that I'm not being paid this money, but rather I'm spending it. And I'm going to type in $23.76.
23.76
and hit tab.
76.
Get back to my PC cursor. Hit tab.
Tab. Auto. Expense.
I happen to know that one of the default Quicken categories is utilities, and if I type utilities, all I have to do is type the U.
U. Employment Inc. Unemployment Inc. Income.
It goes to unemployment income, and when I hit T.
T. Utilities. Expense.
It gives me utilities. Now, I could just leave it at that, but Quicken also has subcategories of utilities. So your cable bills can go in one category, your telephone can go in another category, and your gas and electric can go in a third category. If you hit colon.
Colon. Cable TV. Period.
Cable TV is the first one.
Utilities: gas and electric. Gas and electric.
I hit the down
gas
arrow.
And electric. Period.
I hit the down arrow to go to gas and electric, which is what I want. Now I hit tab.
Tab.
And it doesn't say anything. This is the memo field, but I'm always paying my electric bill once a month. It's a gas and electric category. Doesn't really need much more explanation than that. So I'm going to hit tab.
Tab. Enter.
To the enter button. And after this struggle, you get a satisfying sound.
Save.
And now there's a payment entered in the register. I'm now going to read the current line that I'm on in the register.
Draws to PC. 6/8/00 NumPay payment deposit.
And you'll see that it's got the NumPay payment and deposit with June 8th filled in as the date, because that's the date of the last transaction that I entered. If I go up one line,
utilities, colon, gas and electric.
It just says utilities, gas and electric. That's the budget category that I assign my electric bill to.
6/8/00/101 Boston Edison 2376/976/24.
Okay, that line's a little bit complicated, so we'll do it a piece at a time here.
Boom. 6/8/00.
6800 was the date of this payment.
101.
101 is the check number.
Boston Edison.
Boston Edison is the company I paid.
23.
It's broken up the 2376 and put in a graphical dot instead of a regular decimal point.
76.
So that 23 and 76 go together.
976.24.
And 976.24 is now my remaining balance. Now, if things never got any easier, this would be pretty awful. But I'm going to enter one more transaction so that you can see what happens as Quicken collects more data. I'm going to change the date to June 10.
6/10/00.
I'm going to tab.
Tab.
The num field is blank, but I'll hit the down arrow to get
102.
Check
102.
102.
Check tab.
And I'm going to pay my phone bill to Bell Atlantic. And when I hit B.
B. Austin Edison. Boston Edison.
You see that it's
23.76 utilities colon gas and Bell ..
You see that it fills in everything about the Boston Edison transaction. So this is actually a very helpful aid in determining what field you're in. I'm going to continue typing Bell Atlantic, and as soon as I hit E, it will all go away because it knows it doesn't match Boston Edison.
Bell Atlantic. Tab.
I'm going to tab one more time, and this is the payee. The payment field, and I'm going to type 9763.
97.
These numbers, by the way, are purely from my imagination.
63. Tab. Auto. Expense.
And by the way, it just simply skips the deposit field because it's pretty unlikely you're going to do a deposit and a payment in the same transaction. So my phone bill will also go under utilities as a budget category.
But utilities, colon, cable TV. Cable TV.
As I say, it's got the subcategory. So cable TV.
Utilities, colon, gas and electric.
Gas and electric.
Gas and utilities, colon, telephone.
Telephone. We'll just leave
telephone.
It at that.
Period. Tab.
Doesn't really need any further explanation. We'll leave the memo blank.
Tab. Enter. Space.
And hit space on the enter button. That's about all I have for this week. If you wish to contact me, please send me email at Mattioli. That's MATTIOLI at PO Box.com. Also, feel free to join our email list to discuss Quicken at quicken-4-the-blind-subscribe@egroups.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll be back next week with another installment of Making Sense of Your Dollar.
That's what